You're tuned to WUWM. I'm Emily Files. This is the time of year when many high school seniors are making one of the most important decisions of their lives, where to go to college. But the coronavirus has created tremendous uncertainty as students try to plan for their future.
I feel like at this point, I'm so lost.
That's Muko Wah, a senior at MPS's South Division High School. She and her family are refugees from Myanmar, and Muko relies on counselors at school to help her with college paperwork. Now she's stuck at home.
At school, I have, my coaches, my mentor, and here I don't have nobody.
Right now, Muko is trying to gather documents to verify her family's income on the federal student aid application known as FAFSA. It will determine how much financial aid she gets in college.
I still have a lot of verification to do, but it's still hard because, at school, I usually, fill it out and then scan it in and then emailed it. Now, I don't have a printer, I don't have a scanner or anything, and it's kind of frustrated at the same time and then complicated to do it.
Muko does have extra help through the College Possible program. It pairs high-achieving, low-income, or first-generation students with coaches who help them navigate the red tape of college applications. Brianna Knights is Muko's coach. She's been trying to help students remotely, and she's been worried about them.
We're just not sure how this is going to set students back more. And especially the ones who don't have, the technology, they're not able to work on scholarship applications, so they're missing out on money that they, needed.
Most high school seniors who are planning on college already have their applications in, but many haven't decided where they want to go. College visits are often a crucial part of that decision, but shuttered campuses make that impossible now. Naoshi Johnson is a senior at Pulaski High School in Milwaukee. She was planning to visit some of her top choices, like Louisiana State University and Howard University.
I have, no idea what campus life is like aside from what I've seen online. So, yeah. So, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Colleges are offering virtual campus tours and student chats. Naoshi has tried those, but says it's not the same.
Yeah, a lot of them are having virtual events, but I don't know. It's good that they're giving me all the information, but at the same time, I'm not on the campus. I don't know how it feels to be on the campus. So I'm just going to try to do as much as I can online, research and whatnot, and just have to make my decision then.
Naoshi says she's leaning toward UW-Madison because she's been there and knows what it's like. On top of the uncertainty about the future, students are also coming to terms with their final months of senior year being taken away from them. Jeremiah Baez is also a student at Pulaski.
This was my last year of high school. It was supposed to end on a good note. I've also worked so hard, but I knew staying positive and motivated in school would be worth, walking the stage, but now I'm not sure if I'm going to have the chance to do that.
Lots of students are disappointed about graduation being postponed and missing out on final high school memories. Carly Weckworth is a college and career advisor at South Division who's kept in close touch with students.
They're bummed. What can you say? Senior year officially sucks.
Weckworth is trying to help students figure out their future plans, but she doesn't have answers to a lot of their questions. Will colleges even have in-person classes in the fall? Many are doing online-only instruction through the summer because of the pandemic.
The whole concept of college is—it's this huge for them. It's going away. It's going to college. So the fact that it's I'm going to college this fall, but I'm in my living room. It's not the same.
Weckworth says the uncertainty is causing some high school seniors to postpone their college plans altogether. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.